It's time for high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Woodfire Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
University, it's Newark Wildcat basketball as the Wildcats take on the Spartans from Richmond Heights. Hi, everybody. Happy Sunday. I'm Brian Mays. This is part of the sixth annual Capital City Coaches for a Cure Classic. This is game four of six games today here at Capital, and they had six games yesterday. And this one is kind of the highlight with one of the best programs in the history of high school basketball from Central Ohio. Of course, that being your Newark Wildcats and Richmond Heights. The Spartans are on quite a roll. They have been to five straight Final Fours in Division Four and have captured the gold the last three seasons. So they're a team to be reckoned with. But so are the Newark Wildcats, who come in with a record of 5-1. And on Friday night, they took care of Pickerington Central 58-53 for their fifth straight victory and moved to a very impressive 4-0 in the OCC Buckeye. What a night for Ty Gilbert, the junior guard. 25 points, 9 of 10 shooting, 4 of 5 from behind the arc. Jake Quackenbush added 10 points. Braylon Morris getting back into the rotation. He had 8, along with Colton Peterson. And Tybron Brooks had 5, with Kalen Winbush having 2 points as well. But the Cats continuing to do it, be it on the road or at home. But this one will be an interesting one against Richmond Heights tonight. The Spartans are 2-1. They have not played in 9 days since they took care of Canton Central Catholic, 87-56. Their one loss to a very familiar foe here, that being from Central Ohio, the Warriors of Westerville North, who pounded the Spartans 83-47. So we'll see what transpires tonight between the Newark Wildcats and the Richmond Heights Spartans. Up next, we'll hear from head basketball coach Jeff Quackenbush as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Teakin, owner of Krager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189, and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Krager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
It's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference, because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Coach, good hard-fought win against Pitt Central on Friday night. You took a couple shots from them when they were making shots, and you prevail with a big road win.
Yeah, it was a great win for us, and to be 4-0 in the league right now is huge going into breaks. So excited for our kids and excited for tonight.
So can I start a quarterback controversy with Bodie and Jake after that nice touchdown pass at the end of the game?
Well, they grew up together, so I've been talking about that controversy for a long time.
We wanted Ty to get going early, as we talked about that a week ago, and boy, he got red hot in that first quarter.
He did. You know, he's playing more comfortable, and the goal for him is just to play more comfortable. He's had some really good fourth quarters this year. So our discussion was, hey, you just got to come out with some confidence to start. He's done that the last two games.
How do you feel about Braylon slowly easing into the game? He looked a lot more comfortable Friday night.
He did, but it's going to be mid-January till Braylon's back to the normal Braylon, and anyone that's been out with an injury for 10 weeks would understand that. He just has to be patient with himself and just take it as it comes. So looking forward to him get a chance to play a little bit more today, but he won't be back to his normal self till after the new year.
And you talk about the little things, and at the end of that game, back-to-back steals by Winbush and Ty to really set some things up. I mean, those don't necessarily, they're in the stat book, but you don't think about them. Those were huge plays.
Well, that's one thing we talked about yesterday. Winbush and Austin make winning plays, and they've been in situations like that, and they don't panic. It'll be a tight one today. We'll have to make some of those tonight.
And you mentioned, Austin, that was going to be my lead-in. Back-to-back offensive rebound, and again, you guys controlling the glass.
Yeah, that's going to be huge tonight. They shoot a lot of threes. There's a lot of long rebounds. They shoot 38 threes a game. So we're going to have to rebound the basketball.
And, I mean, people know about this team. They've had several state championships in a row. They've not played for quite a while. What other scouting report can you tell us about them?
Besides,
they're really good.
Yeah. Really skilled, really good. They're just starting their year when you've only played three games. So we'll see.
Also, is a fatigue a concern at all? Because you played Tuesday, you played Friday, and now Sunday. You've gone deeper already this year, but do you have to manage minutes a little bit more today, or let it all hang out because you don't play till next Friday?
We talked about that today. That's an excuse for other people to say if you don't play well, if you play well, nobody worries about it. So you get a chance to play 22 games. You work your tail off all year to get a chance. You better take advantage of each one that you get.
And how nice is it to be a part of something like this? I mean, this is a lot of people are talking about this marquee matchup, but this event has grown 2 days, six games yesterday and six today. What does it say about the program being a part of this?
We played here a long time ago. I don't think it was this event, but it's a really well-run event and for a good cause, so we're excited to be here.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Yep, thanks.
You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Lincoln County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through December 31st, get 25% off the winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lucart Heating and Cooling, your local Linux premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Linux systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, Nate certified technicians, and Linux innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lucartheating.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Welcome back to Capital University, everyone. Brian Mays with Newark Wildcat Basketball on this Sunday evening. Part of the Capital City Coaches for a Cure Classic. The Wildcats and the Richmond Heights Spartans. A couple minutes away from tip-off. Here at the beautiful Capital Center, where the Capital University men's and women's basketball teams and volleyball teams participate. Very sparkling facility here in Bexley. Richmond Heights, we talked about it. They've won three straight state championships at the Division IV level. And with the expansion of all divisions in state basketball, they were set to move down to Division VI. But they have opted to make a one-time deal of moving up to Division V, so that is where they are for this season. And they play quite a few Division I teams, including tonight with the Newark Wildcats, and then their next game against another Central Ohio team, that being the Vikings of Northland. And they're trying to make history here in the state of Ohio. No high school basketball program has ever won four consecutive state championships. We've had three. The old and great Dayton Stivers teams back from 1928 through 1930. Then, of course, a lot of folks familiar with Chuck Kemper and Columbus Worley. They did it from 88 to 90. Some tremendous athletes coming out of that program. And the most recent was North College Hill out of the Cincinnati area. They won three straight from 2005 through 2007. So if they're able to do it, they would be the first program in the Buckeye State to ever accomplish it. And it is quite a veteran ball club. Seven seniors are on this group. So that talks about the run that they have had winning state championships with sophomores and juniors. Hi, buddy. How are you? Good to see you. And they've just been able to do it year in and year out. And now that they are seniors, you know they want to end their run with maybe history. But they've got seven seniors and two juniors and one freshman who is a highly touted prospect. It just doesn't end with this Spartan ball club. Right now they've got De'Eric Barber. He is a UTEP signee. Demarius Winters, he's going to University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. And Dorian Jones, who is an Ohio State signee. So three D1 signees currently on this roster. But again, they have not played in 9 days. You wonder about rust. You wonder if they're really in game mentality. And we'll find out fairly quickly. And now, of course, the Cats, this is their third game this week. They played Tuesday on the road at Canal Winchester, Friday on the road at Pickerington Central, and then this neutral matchup here at Capitol. So Newark will be the home team tonight, and Richmond Heights will be the road team. De'Eric Barber will be in the starting lineup, as we talked about, one of the seniors. Also, Demarius Winters will start along with Chevy Dozier. Dorian Jones, the Ohio State signee, he will also start. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Joey Emery. So it's Joey Emery, Chevy Dozier, Dorian Jones, Demarius Winter, and De'Eric Barber for Richmond Heights and their head coach, Quentin Rogers. Now for the Newark Wildcats and their starting lineup. The same starting five that we've seen throughout the start of the season, including sophomore Tybron Brooks. Number one, Colton Peterson, who has really been offensively shooting the lights out the last few games. He will start along with junior Ty Gilbert, who's even more scorching at the moment than Peterson. Gilbert coming off a career-high 25. Jake Quackenbush will also start. Quack with a very solid all-around game against Pitt Central on Friday night, scoring, dishing, and rebounding, getting it all done. And Austin Rose rounds out the starting lineup. Rose, again, a huge couple of offensive boards on Friday night as well. So Brooks, Peterson, Quackenbush, Gilbert, and Rose will start for head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, pretty loose before tonight's game, feeling confident about this ball club. And again, a measuring stick for this team. Obviously, taking on a very talented Richmond Heights ball club. But coach schedules this way. He wants his team mentally and physically ready for the end of the season. And there's no doubt about it, this game will help with that. Rose will jump center as we get ready for Wildcat basketball. And the tip is controlled by Richmond Heights. Barber will get it in the backcourt and bring it across the front court. Cats start out in their usual man-to-man. Richmond in their traveling blue. Cats in their home white. Richmond going right to left to start this ball game. Barber has it on the left wing. He'll bring it back out front. Peterson is guarding him. Play is called out. Here's Winters. He'll launch a three. No good. And the rebound by Peterson. Coach talked about it in pregame. Very important to control the glass tonight against the Spartans. Brooks to the right wing. He's cut off. Up top it goes Gilbert. Ty takes it to the left lane, and he is fouled by number 11, Dorian Jones. Let's pause for station identification. This is Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Cats inbounded after the foul on Dorian Jones. First one of the night. We are still scoreless. Just about a minute in. Brooks gives it off to Peterson. He'll swing it to Quackenbush out front. Now Rose has it near the top of the key. Heights also in man-to-man defense. Gilbert now has it up top near half court to Brooks. Brooks gives it off to Rose. Peterson, he'll drive baseline. Open for a layup. Good. 2-0 Cats at 6:50 first quarter. Peterson always seems to find a way to get to the rack. And the Cats with the early 2-0 lead. Heights with the basketball. Emery gives it off to Dozier. Dozier out front. He'll swing it over to, that's Winters with it. Now Barber. Winters. Quackenbush guards him. He'll take it into the paint. He's cut off nicely. Now Barber has it. They thought about a three. Now they'll fire just inside the three, and the shot is up and good by Demarius Winters, and we're tied at two with 6:12 remaining first quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds at half court. It will stay with the Cats. Newark on a five-game winning streak after losing a tough one to Akron Buchtel to start the season. They have been on a roll ever since. Quackenbush inbounds to Brooks in the backcourt. He'll dribble across the timeline, hand it off to Ty. Gilbert swings it to Rose off his hands. A little bit too much mustard on that pass. Turnover, and it goes back to Richmond Heights. Tied at two, just under six to play, opening stanza here at Capitol. Glad to have you along on this Sunday evening for Newark basketball on Kate 98.7. Three is on the way, too short, and the rebound by Newark. Controlling the glass easy. Brooks. Over goes to Peterson. Gives it to Gilbert. Swings it to Brooks. Brooks hounded along the left baseline and a little bit too much. And we'll have the second foul on Richmond Heights. And it will go on to Demarius Winters. That'll be his first. And as I just alluded to, team foul number two. Side out. Gilbert gives it to Brooks in the backcourt. He'll bring it across the timeline. He'll dribble to the left elbow. Nice give and go to Gilbert. Easy deuce. And it's 4-2 Cat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Arnett's Newark basketball broadcast, the Newark Holiday Classic coming up Friday. First, the girls' team will play at 4:30 with a pregame at 4:15. The boys will follow 7:15 and 7:30. And then we'll have Saturday's games for you. Of course, those times deciding on how the girls and boys do on Friday night. But we'll have the Newark Holiday Classic for you here on Kate 98.7. After the timeout, Newark with the basketball. Rose has it over, goes to Gilbert. Back up top to Brooks. Tybron gives it off to Gilbert. Now to Braylon. Rose has it. He's checked in at the foul circle. Hands it off to Morris. Morris takes it into the paint. Tough runner. Oh, almost went in for a potential three-point play, but he is fouled and will go to the line for two. That is Barber's second foul. Team foul number four. So the Cats will be in the bonus the rest of this first half. Morris at the line. First foul shot good. Braylon now with 3 points. Irvin Royster checks in for Newark. Rose will take a seat. Braylon trying to nail both charity shots here. Lines it up and gets it. So Morris with four, and the Cats lead now back to six at 13-7. 3:12 remains before halftime. Here's a three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Gilbert, good box out. And Ty's able to get the loose ball, and the Cats get another one. I do not think the Spartans yet have an offensive rebound. If they do, it's only one. Cats just tremendously doing it on the glass. Quackenbush, bounce pass to Morris. Morris at the foul line, gets the shooter's touch. Hit every part of the rim, but it does go down. Braylon now with six, and the lead is to eight, 15-7. Barber facing a double team and a lot of trouble. He is able to get it off. Now Emery, he'll take it into the paint. He's cut off. And now a three left baseline, no good. And there is the first offensive rebound, and Richmond Heights will reset at 2:20 in this second quarter. Cats up 15-7. And good news, Winbush is all right. He's about ready to check in on the next timeout. Heights still with the basketball. Winters, who has four of his team's 7 points, has it. He'll dribble to the right wing. Now a three on the way, and that is up and in. A.J. Audio. So he bangs a three. That's their second three, and it's 15-10. 1:50 left to go before halftime. Brooks. And I think it's going to be a foul, and it is. Emery was hounding him. So that'll be Emery's second foul, and it should send Brooks to the line for a pair. Well, now they're saying now they have four team fouls. There's a little discussion, but that's what they're going to say now. So the Cats will be in the double bonus rest of the way. And they're going to call Braylon for over and back. He was at the midcourt stripe, and his foot went behind into the backcourt, so ill-advised turnover there. But Richmond Heights now will get it back at 139, trailing 15-10. And it goes to Barber. He'll bring it across. Swings it to Winters. Winters left elbow back to Barber. Easy layup, scoop and score. And offensive foul, I believe. Wave it off. And that is Barber's third personal foul. Talk about a potential momentum swing right there. So Barber now has three. Wave the basket off. 15-10 Newark. 1:25 left to go in quarter number two. Morris takes it all the way in. Has it knocked away, but it will stay with the Cats. Once you get by your initial defender, there's really been no help by the Spartans' D. And that's led to several layups so far for Newark. 15-10. Gilbert has it knocked away. He gets it back after the deflection, but he had not established himself in the field of play, so it goes back to Richmond Heights. Quackenbush will come in. Richmond Heights will take a timeout here. We'll keep it here with a minute 19 left. Newark leads it 15-10 and really have controlled the possessions, controlled how this game has been played, and without question controlling especially the defensive glass, just not allowing Richmond Heights to have anything after missed threes. One offensive rebound to date. So I have to think Coach has got to be fairly pleased with how well his team is playing, especially, again, coming off a hard-fought game Friday night against Central. Those always are, and not much time to recover. Richmond Heights has not played for 9 days, so they are well, well rested. But cohesively, Newark looks a lot better tonight than so far the Spartans, but a lot of basketball left to go here at Capitol. Minute 19 remains before the break. Newark up 15-10. See if they can finish this quarter strong, especially on the defensive side of the basketball. Barber stays in with three fouls. He'll take it into the paint, cut off. Here's Emery for a three. Off the back iron, no good. Loose ball. Quackenbush gets it for the Cats, and they can push it. Brooks ahead to Winbush. Lays it up and in for two. Good pass by Brooks on the outlet. Winbush hits the scoring column, and it's 17-10. Barber takes it in. Off the glass and in for two. Foul will be on Winbush. That was just a good athletic play by De'Aaron Barber, as he'll take it in, get the hoop and the harm, and he'll go to the line for one shot. Foul on Winbush will be his first. Just the second team foul in this second quarter for Newark. Barber, that's his first points of the evening. Foul shot is good. So it's down to four at 17-13 with 49 seconds remaining. And Heights employing a little token full court press. Gilbert gets it. Ty will bring it across the timeline. He's about ready to face a double team. Gives it off to Brooks. Brooks back to Gilbert. Gilbert takes it to the paint. Cut off. Quackenbush. He'll drive right baseline. Bounce pass to Winbush. Now Gilbert. Ty takes it into the paint. Now to Brooks. 26 seconds. Brooks takes it in. He got hammered. No call. Here come the Spartans. And we're going to have, I think, a timeout. Barber was, he had fallen to the floor, and I think that's why they called a timeout with 22 seconds to play before the end of the first half. 30-second timeout. 17-13, Newark leads it by four. And you can see on that possession, both offensively and defensively, Heights trying to pick it up a little bit, trying to get a little bit more tempo, trying to maybe force Newark out of a comfort zone. And it did work a little bit. We'll see if that will continue in half number two. Side out for the Spartans in the front court. Emery will get it in. And now Barber is going to sit for the remainder of this second quarter. Emery has it, looking inside. Nice pass. It's blocked by Quackenbush inside. Strong rebound by Rose. Cats have it with 8 seconds left in this second quarter. Brooks across the timeline. He'll take it into the paint, puts it up, and it was blocked, and they're going to say it was clean, and that's the way the half will come to an end. That was a good, strong move by Brooks. Thought he might have got some harm, but they're going to say play on. But a good, good first half for the Newark Wildcats as they lead it here at the break at Capitol by a score of 17-13. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
It's a great feeling doing business means we're one of the highest rated nationally in customer service. We have one of the largest selections of Hondas, and we make service simple with car convenience and mobile service, all while serving Central Ohio for over 30 years. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Sometimes we need extra healthcare assistance. Pataskala Oaks Care Center's here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, delicious meals, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they offer physical, occupational, speech therapy with an on-site ventilator unit. Various insurances are accepted, including VA for short or long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Attention savvy drivers, this is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
We're at halftime here at Capitol at the Capitol City Coaches for a Cure Classic. Newark leading at the break over Richmond Heights 17-13. After it was tied at 2, the Cats rolled off 9 straight points and have had the lead ever since. At the break, they're led by Braylon Morris with 6 points, 4 points for Tyburn Brooks, 2 each for Colton Peterson, Ty Gilbert, and Kalen Winbush, and 1 point so far for Jake Quackenbush. So a nice 4-point lead here for the Cats with a half to go. And this is a very special event, and I had the opportunity to speak to the leader, founder, director, a very, very busy man over these last couple of days. That's Capitol assistant and current interim head coach here, Anthony Golson. Let's go to that interview right now.
the Ohio News Network. This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
Katie Smith will be my guest. She's the newest assistant coach on the Ohio State women's basketball team. She's also a national and international basketball icon, a collegiate All-American, and before that, an Ohio high school basketball superstar. Katie was officially announced to the Buckeyes coaching staff back in November and is a little more than 1 month into the new job. We'll talk about the growing popularity of women's basketball and what it means for her to recruit in the same town she grew up in. That's next. This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops.
In Ohio, public education matters. And every day, Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to advocate for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child thrives. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of our 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game. Because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm just not sure that college is right for me.
Have you considered a career in dental assisting? I love my job as a dental assistant. I have flexible work hours, the money is good, and I get to work in a professional, people-oriented dental office. What I really love about my job is knowing that I give people a healthy smile.
For more information about becoming a dental assistant, contact your high school guidance counselor, or if you are no longer in school, talk to a dentist in your community or visit oda.org. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
This is ONN.
Katie Smith is my guest. She's the current assistant coach on the Ohio State women's basketball team. The women's game's never been more popular, both at the collegiate level and in the WNBA. Katie spent the last decade as a coach in the association and says last year in Minnesota was where she realized just how much bigger the women's game had gotten.
It's like it took over, like it was a tour. Like, somebody was on tour, it was Caitlin Clark's tour, selling out arenas everywhere she went. She did it in the WNBA, too, everywhere she went. It was a sellout. It's about time. You know, I think the game has always been amazing, and it has. But Caitlin has taken it to another level where you've brought new eyes to it, new viewership, more sponsor dollars, along with those, like, you know, Stewart and everybody in the W, Sabrina, and, you have Angel Reese and Asia Wilson. So all of this is more eyes on the talent that's there. And I just think the game is phenomenal. I think the women are phenomenal. They're so creative and individual. I mean, it's just amazing. So again, more eyes on, more money to be had, and it's profitable. It is something you want to invest in because it's at a peak. And it's just going to get higher. And I just think people appreciate and can see. And those that always come to games are always like, man, I had such a ball, I didn't know. And it's like, finally, you know, now there's like lots and lots of eyes on. And again, Caitlin had a lot to do with that. But obviously Paige Beckers and a lot of the players that are, you know, Juju Watkins are throughout the country now are going to continue that.
In our interview, Katie mentioned that her desire to coach at Ohio State came from a desire to be closer to home. She's a Logan, Ohio native, which is about 45 minutes southeast of Columbus, where Ohio State's campus is located. I asked her if she's thought at all about what it'll be like in the offseason when she's recruiting in the same places that she spent her high school years and the ability to tell her story to parents from similar towns.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I can always speak to that. And I think, you know, every kid and parent has different motivations. And so it doesn't matter sometimes what you say. Some kids just don't want to be at home. They want to move and they want to go somewhere else. So I think, yeah, but I do think that connection for me and what it's done and being an Ohio kid, a state in Ohio. And as I said, I think the relationships is the biggest part. Like, yes, I've made a living out of it, these connections that I've had. And I think it is. I think they are things that I can pull upon, I can share. And it's not just me saying it, I've lived it. Like, my life is a testament to that. And again, not everybody's going to want it just because of their own what they want in life. But I think it's truly something that I can use or share because it's true. It's truly been a part of my life. And everything today are built on the relationships that I had from growing up in Ohio to being at Ohio State and just really proud of all of that. So I think it's an easy story to tell. And again, parents, players will take it for what it is. But I think it comes from the heart of how I feel and the opportunities that athletes can have coming here if they really embrace it all.
My thanks to Katie Smith and to the Ohio State Athletic Department for the time. I'm Eric Reeser, and this has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
We get ready to start the third quarter here at Capital University with the Newark Wildcats leading the Richmond Heights Spartans 17-13. Cats, again, the defense is just outstanding, and they have held a Spartan team to, I'm sure, their season low in just four games, but still a team that can run it up close to the century mark. Not going to happen against this Cats defense. Newark gets the ball to start this third quarter. Rose, Quackenbush, Gilbert, Peterson, and Brooks. They go right to left. Brooks has it on the left wing. Bounce pass to Quackenbush, left baseline. Swings it to Gilbert. He'll take it to the right elbow. Now into the paint. Cut off. Swings it back to Quackenbush. Open three. Bullseye! Jade Quackenbush with a trifecta, and the Cats go back up by seven now, 20-13, starting this third quarter. Heights launches a three, and it bounces around, no good. Rebound Peterson. Jared Barber there, outstanding point guard. He's got three fouls. Peterson has it right wing. Colton takes it baseline, cut off. Ball I thought was tipped, but they're going to say no. Turnover, and it will go to the Spartans. 7-12, third quarter. Newark up by seven. Barber brings it across the timeline. Peterson guards him. Now a switch. Rose takes him, and they're going to call Rose with the body, and Derek will go to the line to shoot a couple.
Number 55, Austin Rose. His first team choice in the quarter.
Barber shooting two. First one on the way. Around, no good. Barber was looked a little gimpy at the end of the first half, but seems to be okay now. Second foul shot. That one does bounce in, so he's got four. Their top man is Demarius Winters with four, and it's 20-14. Nice pass inside. Austin Rose gets off the glass for two, and the lead back at eight. Austin hitting the scoring column. Barber swings it. Three in the corner, no good. And the rebound, though, this time by Heights, just their third offensive rebound. Barber sets it up. Winbush guarding him. Kalen coming in here early. As they swing around, Barber has it. Now Winters top of the key. He'll take it to the right elbow. Spin move. Shot no good. Ball on the ground. Who's going to get it? Ty Gilbert. Cats got it now with a chance to up the lead to 10, but he's knocked from behind, and the ball gets away. Here comes the Spartans, and Barber will lay it up and in. And it's 22-16. Newark still with the six-point lead. 6 minutes remain. Inside Rose puts it off the glass. Got it! Cats taking care of the press right there. Austin Rose now with four, and it's 24-16 Newark. 5:43 remains in this third quarter. A walk by Barber. They don't call it, but he misses the layup. Here comes Newark. Gilbert across the timeline. Double team. Gives it off to Brooks. Up top, Quackenbush. And now the Cats will set up. Rose has it out front. Looking inside, Quackenbush has it. Swings it to Gilbert. Ty thought about a three. Went up in the air, came down. That's a travel. 24-16, Newark by 8. Side out to the Spartans here at 5:22, third quarter. Morris in, and Gilbert will sit. Frustrated with that last turnover. But Ty has played so good to start this 24-25 campaign. Winters takes it in. Tough runner. Doesn't go. Nice rebound, Brooks. Here comes Newark. Looking to give it a double-digit lead here on the three-time defending state champs. Gilbert. Bounce pass. It goes to Quackenbush, right wing. Up top, it is Brooks. Brooks swings it to Morris. Morris trying to get a little bit of space. Does along the right baseline. Now takes it up. And one! How about that athletic move by Braylon Morris? Hanging, hooping, and getting the harm with a chance for a three-point play. Coach is saying it's going to take him till January to get 100%. He's looking pretty solid tonight. He's got 8 points, trying to make it 9 at the stripe. Cats with their biggest lead now at 26-16. Foul shot. Good. Newark up by 11. They led by 4 at halftime. Good start to this third quarter. 3 on the way. That one is up and in for the Spartans. And hitting that 3 is Chevy Dozier. And the lead down to 8 at 27-19 at 4.5 remaining third quarter. Quackenbush to Brooks. Brooks over to Morris. They play a little catch. Now they swing it to Quackenbush. Left wing outside the arc. Back up top, Brooks. Over it goes Morris. Morris launches a 3. Too hard, and the rebound controlled by the Spartans. 27-19. Newark by 8. Winters. Now baseline it goes Barber. He stepped out of bounds. 4:02 remains. Third quarter. Cats up by 8. You're listening to Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
While we were away, Quackenbush hits a jumper, and we should have had an over and back on the Spartans, but the far official said the pass was tipped, and the near official had it as an over and back. Bad call there. Nevertheless, Spartans get it back, down by 10 at 29-19 with 3:23 third quarter. And Barber gets a layup. I don't think Newark was ready because they were frustrated by that call, and I don't blame them one bit. I don't know how the far official can see that and the near official where the pass was. Well, it is what it is. Good timeout here called by Coach Quackenbush. And let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays here at Capital University. Newark up 29-21. And at this time, I would like to wish a very happy, happy birthday to my dear daughter, Tara Marie, celebrating her birthday on this 22nd of December. Happy birthday, Tara. Love you very much. 29-21, Newark by 8. Cats with the basketball. Gilbert in the backcourt, swings it over to Peterson. Nice move by Colton Tate's. An upshot is blocked. Gilbert is able to get the ball and retrieve it, and the Cats will reset. Morris has it. Braylon, nice pass inside. Quackenbush double team. They'll swing it. Gilbert has it at the foul stripe. Swings it to Morris. Braylon now will take it into the paint. Hang, shoot, no good. Jake battles for it, and they're going to call him for hitting on the arm, and the foul will be on Quackenbush, and Spartans will get the ball after the foul. That'll be Jake's first. And that'll be team foul number two. 29-21, Newark by eight. Here's Barber. Gives it off to Winters. Winters with Brooks guarding him. Crossover, jumper, nice. It's a nice shot there by Winters. He's now got six, and it's down to six at 29-23, 2:20. Long pass, Gilbert catches it from Quackenbush. Now Morris, he's open in the corner. Here's a three, no good, and the rebound. Here come the Spartans. Chance to cut it to four. Winters, a long three, short, and Brooks is able to get the rebound. That could have been a big basket. Gilbert, now to Morris. Morris, off the glass, no good. Falls to the floor, no call. Here come the Spartans, again trailing by six. They'll swing it, Barber three, no good. Rebound Morris. Lade's getting a little tired, I think, for both ball clubs here in this third quarter as we come to the end. Newark by six. They had a four-point lead at halftime. Here's Gilbert, left wing. Up top, Quackenbush. Right elbow. His shot partially blocked. Here come the Spartans again. Barber looking to take it all the way off the glass. No good. Rebound Brooks. Both teams in a scoring drought at the moment. Peterson trying to change that. Layup good. You don't guard them, they're going to score on you. And Colton gets his fourth point, and the lead back to eight with 1 minute remaining in this third quarter. Barber out near half court, looking to get a screen. He'll take it to the left wing, layup off the glass. That one goes. Late whistle, but they're going to say basket and good for one, possibly for the Spartans. Barber does have a very quick step. And after having just 3 points in the first half, he's got seven in this third quarter alone to hit double figures at 10. And it's 31-25, Newark, with 54 seconds remaining third quarter. Foul on Peterson is his first. Team foul number three. Foul shot is short. Rebound by Gilbert. Heights has left a couple points at the charity stripe. They are pressuring near half court. Brooks gets away from it over to Quackenbush. And a near steal, but Gilbert's able to get it. Now it's a 5-on-4. Rose over to Quackenbush, but Cats will reset as we are 30 seconds remaining third quarter. Here's Brooks. He'll drive right wing, double team. Gives it to Rose, back up top Gilbert. Gilbert swings it to Brooks. He'll bring it back up front. Now Winbush. Gilbert down to 12 seconds. Tie. Takes it to the left wing at top of key. Now Brooks has it, 6 seconds. Quackenbush, he'll look to drive. He'll spin in the paint. Tough runner, no good. Winbush at the buzzer, falls off, no good. But the Cats are able to extend their lead by two. 1 quarter to play here at Capitol. It's Newark 31, Richmond Heights 25. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Santa already stopped at Rent-A-Own and brought the biggest gaming options of the year. We've got the ultimate gaming bundle for you. Choose an Xbox or PS5 bundled with a 65-inch smart TV for only $35 per week. We've also got the new Quest VR system, Nintendo Switches, gaming desks, laptops, and so much more. Hurry in and you can get your first month for only $22. Game your way at Rent-A-Own, in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Park Excellence STEM Academy.
3 quarters in the books here at Capitol. Can Newark hold on and get a pretty big upset against Richmond Heights? They lead at 31-25. Brian Mays with you here on Kate 98.7. Heights gets the basketball to start this fourth quarter. Derek Barber, who had 7 in that third quarter, was the catalyst for the Spartans. Gives it off to Emery. Barber has it back now on the left wing. Off to Winters. Winters up top, and they'll reset. 7:30 left, fourth quarter. Cats up by 6, and it remains 6, and a nice rebound by Brooks. But the loose ball goes to Emery, and it's now down to 4. He was falling out of bounds, Brooks was, and had to get rid of it, and Emery just using good speed to get to the loose ball first. So it's down to 4, 31-27. Brooks to Winbush. Kalen over to Gilbert, left wing outside the arc. Gilbert keeps his dribble, spins it to Rose. Here's Brooks right wing inside. Rose, he can't handle it, and a turnover, and it'll go back to the Spartans. Cats trying to hang on here at 6:57, up by 4, 31-27 in this low-scoring affair. Barber keeps it up front. Cats looking to be in a little matchup zone at the moment, and it works. Rebound by Gilbert. Long outlet pass. Winbush ahead of the pack. Puts it up and in for 2. Great move by Winbush. Kalen now with 4 in the lead, back to 6 at 33-27. Here's Barber. He'll take it into the paint. They'll swing it around. A 3 by Emery. Short. Rebound Gilbert. Cats will bring it up, leading by 6. Off to Quackenbush. Now here's Brooks. Tyburn with it. Looking inside is Gilbert, but he'll bring it back out front. Cats want to be smart with the basketball here. Quackenbush has it near the Cats bench. He'll take it into the paint. Cut off. Here's Gilbert. Takes it into the paint as well. Scoops it inside Winbush. His shot is blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Richmond Heights. Foul is on Darian Jones. That'll be his 3rd. And Winbush will go to the line to shoot a pair. Kalen had a couple of big foul shots in the second half against Pitt Central on Friday night. Really has been an aggressive player on both sides of the ball for the Cats in his career. First foul shot, got it. He's gotten a lot better at the line, too, his senior year. And the lead, which once was at 4, now back up to 7. 34-27, 5:49 to play. Fourth quarter. Cats trying to get their 6th straight victory and move to 6-1 on the season. Should have a lane violation, and we do. Height stepped in first, so Kalen's got a chance again now for his 2nd foul shot. 5 points off the bench. And again, might have had a little illness in the first half, but seems to be okay now. Got rehydrated. And that foul shot around, no good. Rose battles for the board. And they're going to call a foul on Rose. Boy, I thought he got in there without causing any harm, but they're going to say he got a 2nd foul. 34-27, Newark by 7. 5:40 remains in this fourth quarter. Cats moving all over the place defensively. Spartans struggling a little bit with it. That should be an offensive foul, and it is on Emery. Newark changing up defenses a little bit, and it has rattled the Spartans. They're a little bit confused after seeing man the whole time. Now a little bit of a matchup. Good job by Newark. Rose takes a break. Morris comes in. Morris, Wimbush, Gilbert, Brooks, and Quackenbush on the floor for Newark with a 7-point lead, 5.5 to play, fourth quarter. Morris across the timeline, cut off. Up top, Quackenbush. Over it goes to Morris. Now to Brooks near half court. Brooks to Braylon. Now here's Gilbert. Now to Wimbush. Now Morris has it top of the key. Braylon will set it up. Again, making Heights work on defense. Here comes a double team. Gilbert is able to dribble out of it in trouble. Now to Quackenbush. Here's Morris. Morris swings it to Gilbert. Under five now. Morris right wing. Clears it out. Brings it back to half court. Resets. Braylon. Now Wimbush. He is hammered, and I was waiting for a call, and it finally showed. Spartans tried to double team, but AJ Audio got a little bit too much arm, and the foul will be called on him. Side out in front of the Newark bench. That'll be their third team foul. 4:45, fourth quarter. Newark up 34-27. In it goes to Morris in the backcourt, and Braylon will bring it up across the timeline where he'll face a double team. In trouble, but he's got a man underneath. It's Wimbush, but it's stolen away nicely by Barber. He saw that coming and got back with his speed. Made a nice play. Barber now will launch a three. No good. Strong rebound by Quackenbush. Catch will bring it across the timeline by seven at 4:20 left, fourth quarter. They'll swing it. Morris. And we got a foul on Emery. 4:13. Cats 34. Richmond Heights 27. Emery will take a seat, and he'll be gone for the remainder of the evening, as that was personal foul number five. And now Newark, one foul committed by Richmond Heights, will get him into the double bonus the remainder of the way. Ball tipped around, out of bounds, turnover, back to the Spartans. Tough place to inbound the basketball, and the Spartans did a quick double team. Pass was deflected, went off at Gilbert's fingertips, and now the Spartans have a chance to get into that 7-point deficit at 4 minutes, fourth quarter. Newark leads at 34-27. Three on the way. That is good. Winters hits it. Timeout. 3:55 left, fourth quarter. 34-30 Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
It's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling doing business means we're one of the highest rated nationally in customer service. We have one of the largest selections of Hondas, and we make service simple with convenience and mobile service, all while serving Central Ohio for over 30 years. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Down to the wire we go here at Capitol. Newark leading Richmond Heights 34-30 on this Sunday evening. Happy to have you along here on Kate 98.7. Hopefully all your Christmas shopping is done. Only got a couple days left. And a happy holiday, Merry Christmas to all of you out there. And we'll have holiday basketball after Christmas. The Newark Holiday Classic Friday. The girls entertaining Lakewood from up near Cleveland. 4:15 pregame, 4:30 tip. And the boys hosting Toledo start. 7:15 approximately with a tip, 7:30 as well. Newark Holiday Classic Friday here on Kate 98.7. Pressure applied now by Richmond Heights, and they knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats as they try to make a final push here. Newark has led since it was 2-all in the first quarter. Largest lead has been 11, and it goes to Morris. Right now it's at 4. Braylon with a double team to Quackenbush. Jake looking to bring it up. Still in the backcourt. Now to Morris. Now to Gilbert. Got to go, guys. Got to go. And Morris does get it across just in time. Very close to a 10-second count. Quackenbush, this would be a huge three. Around, no good. Oh, that looked good. Steal by Winbush. And the Cats will reset. And finally, a foul will be called on audio. Richmond trying to play helter-skelter right now to force Newark into some turnovers. Jake's three looked really good. It spun in and out, but Winbush always right place, right time, knocked the ball away. And now Gilbert at the line for a couple of foul shots. 3:28 left, fourth quarter. First foul shot by Ty is up and in. Just his third point this evening after 25, a career high Friday night against Pitt Central. But has done a good job handling the pressure of the Spartans tonight. And he hits two big foul shots. 36-30 Newark. Barber. Up top it goes Winters. They'll swing it around. Here's Barber taking it into the paint. He's double teamed. And a three on the way. It's short. Who's going to get the ball? Spartans will. It'll be Winters. And Richmond Heights will reset. Barber has it. Again, a 1-2-2 zone right now by Newark. Three in the corner is an air ball rebound, Quackenbush. Great job by coach to mix up the defenses. Outstanding job, as he always does, getting his team ready to play no matter the opponent. Quackenbush double teamed. Off it goes to Brooks. Down to 2:38 remaining. Newark up by 6, 36-30. Not a lot of teams would want to play Richmond Heights. Cats are not afraid of anybody, and they're showing it tonight. Here's Gilbert outside. Looking inside Morris. He's double-teamed. Braylon swings it to Quackenbush, and they'll take their time. 2:18 left. Brooks has it out front. To Winbush. Kalen over to Morris. Breaks through a double-team. Braylon keeps his dribble out front. And we're going to be coming up on the two-minute mark. After this double team that Gilbert gets away from, he'll take it into the paint. Swing it to Quackenbush, a three, off the iron, no good, and the rebound by the Spartans. That might have been the dagger. But Richmond Heights still alive, down by 6. 1:50 left. Here's Winters for a three, off the iron, rebound Brooks. Outlet to Morris, he's ahead of the pack, but he says, nope, we're going to slow it down. Braylon off to Quackenbush, now to Brooks. Quackenbush has it. Gilbert, they get out of the double team. 90 seconds to go. Cats by 6. Morris dribbles out of traffic. Right wing Gilbert. Ty swings it to Morris, and they are making the Spartans run all over the place. And Richmond Heights is tired, and there's just a push by Winters. They are dead tired right now. 1:16 remains fourth quarter. And Morris will go to line. That was tremendous ball movement by the Newark Wildcats, making the Spartans run all over the place. And they've done that for about the last 3 minutes. So Braylon at the line. He's got 9. Looking to hit double figures here. The first one is off the back iron. No good. Need this one to get 3 possessions from the Spartans. And you know they'll be looking for threes. Braylon's second foul shot. That one is good. He's now got 10. And the lead is at 7, 37-30. Winbush out, Rose in. Rose, Gilbert, Brooks, Morris, and Quackenbush. Barber will bring it up quickly. 1:12 to play. Cats still remain in the zone, which has really frustrated the Spartans. Barber over goes to Winters. Winters launches a contested three off the iron, way off. Rebound Morris. Under 1 minute to play. Cats by 7, 37-30. Morris across the timeline. Knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Newark at 53.7. I think there's a little shock in the crowd. but not for those that follow this Newark program. And it goes to Gilbert in the backcourt. Tie to Brooks. Brooks dribbles away from a double team to Quackenbush. Now to Gilbert, and the Cats play keep away. Here's Brooks, and he is fouled with 39 seconds left. Newark up 37-30. And I think safely say this will be the fewest points scored by Richmond Heights this season, because it's the best defense they will see all season. They have a great chance to win their fourth straight championship, don't get me wrong, but they're just not going to see a better coached, better defensive team that they've seen tonight here at Capitol. Foul shot, good. Boy, Brooks has been a solid, solid player for Newark to start this campaign. Does a lot of good things. Handles the ball, plays good defense, finds people, can shoot. Nice asset to have, especially with Morris out to start the year. And now with Braylon in here, a couple more weapons nice to have for the Cats as we get closer to the start of 2025. He hits both foul shots, lead back up to 9, 39-30. Barber across the timeline, Gilbert guards him, and Ty will commit the foul. But that's okay, because the Cats, that's only their second team foul in this fourth quarter. So they can be as aggressive as they want and not put Richmond Heights at the line and maybe take out a little bit more time. 36 seconds left. Cats up 39-30. Barber, nothing open. They'll swing it around down to 28 seconds. Here's Winters for three. That one is up and in. And a timeout, Richmond Heights with 23.7. But again, they had to use quite a bit of clock. Winters now, he has got 12 points. And it's 39-33 with 23.7 to play. Speaking of hoops, how about Jay Diebler and the Buckeyes yesterday knocking off the Kentucky Wildcats at Madison Square Garden and really dominating that basketball game after being obliterated by Auburn just a week ago? Diebler's Buckeyes turned the corner, got a win over Valpo earlier this week, and then on national TV, smoking Big Blue. And there was that nice college football playoff win last night, too, in the shoe. And Newark trying to get a big win here. And you want to see how the Cats maybe would progress the top two teams that they've played so far. Week one, Akron Buchtel, losing by five. Now Richmond Heights, currently up by six with 24 seconds to play. Coach said, I've seen improvement in games. I've seen improvement in practice. Let's see what happens on the court against this team. So far, so good. Hopefully they can finish. Bounce pass to Gilbert. Triple teamed, in trouble, and the ball is stolen away. Not over yet. Here's Barber. He's cut off. Here's a three on the way. It's good, and it's down to one possession. But the clock's going to run, and Quackenbush is going to take his time, and now Richmond Heights has to call a timeout with 7.8. Gilbert probably was fouled on that play, but they let him go, and Winters hits a three, his third of this fourth quarter. So Heights uses their final timeout, and we're down to 8 seconds. So the key now is getting the ball inbound, and Newark does have three timeouts left. So if no one is available, you can use a timeout and reset. ...39-36, and they're actually going to put more time on the clock. They're going to say the timeout happened at 10.5, so it goes from 7.8 to 10.5. I think that's where they'll leave it. They're having a little bit more conversation. Again, Newark in the double bonus, up by three, 39-36. So they are setting up their inbound play. Rose, Morris, Brooks, Gilbert, and Quackenbush. Jake will inbound it. Spartans have one more run in them. They've got it down to three. This is as close as it's been since halftime. In it goes to Morris. Morris now back to Quackenbush. And they will foul him at 7.1. So if Jake can hit one of two here, that should do it. 39-36. Jake at the line tonight is one of two. 6 points overall. Coach having a conversation with Tyrone Brooks over at the scorer's table. Here's the foul shot. On the way. Got it. That's a big one. 40-36. 7 seconds remain. This would completely ice it if he's able to nail foul shot number two. And he does. Just no fouls here. Let it play out. Barber has it. Here's Winters for a three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Rose. The Newark Wildcats have knocked off the three-time defending state champs, Richmond Heights, by a final of 41-36. Huge win for the Cats. Great job defensively, hitting timely shots, and they get a nice win, and it's their sixth in a row. We'll wrap it up after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
You've made it a tradition to be one of those last-minute shoppers. Your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores are here to help with great money-stretching deals. Save 50% off everything with colorful tags. The last-minute Christmas sale, Monday and Tuesday. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details. Find all your Licking Knox Goodwill locations at goodwill2go.com.
Find peace of mind at Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Whether you need short-term care for a few days or a place to call home, our compassionate staff is here to help. We're family-owned and feel like it, with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, and delicious meals. Plus, we're one of the only facilities in Pataskala offering ventilator care and accept short and long-term VA insurance. Visit PataskalaOaks.com today. Pataskala Oaks Care Center, restoring independence and revitalizing lives.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
When I was looking at some information about Richmond Heights, a couple of the papers up in Northeast Ohio mentioned their difficult schedule. The one team they didn't mention that they were going to play was the Newark Wildcats. They should have included them, as the Wildcats took care of the Spartans tonight, 41-36 here at Capital University. Newark, after a two-all tie, led the remainder of the contest with just superior defense, as really the Spartans couldn't get anything going from three until very late in the ballgame when they were able to get it down to 39-36. But Jake Quackenbush, with a couple of foul shots with under 10 to play, sealed the deal, and Newark moves to 6-1 on the season, with a really solid victory over, again, a team that will be favored to win the state title in Division 5. Braylon Morris named the Capital City Tournament's player of the game here by the local folks. He led Newark in scoring with 10 points, the only player in double figures, but they had six hit the scoring column, which I think was very important. Quackenbush finishes with 8, 6 for Tyron Brooks, 4 points for Colton Peterson, Ty Gilbert, and Austin Rose, and a good 5 points off the bench for Kalen Wimbush as well. So a real solid victory here tonight for Newark. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did, with the Cats getting the victory by 5. Our next broadcast will be coming up this Friday, the Newark Holiday Classic, starting at 4:15 and 4:30 tip, with the Newark Lady Wildcats entertaining Lakewood, and then the boys will be in action at approximately 7:15 and tip at 7:30 when they take on Toledo Start. We'll have their games on Saturday as well. Those times to be determined. We'll let you know after the contest on Friday. CJ, great job back at the station. As always, appreciate your help. Again, your final here from Capital, the Newark Wildcats 41 and the Richmond Heights Spartans 36. This is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everyone. And if we don't talk before that, have a Merry Christmas as well. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.